this would be a perfect opportunity for the extremists to come in and do what they want to do?
Irregardless, that's not fair to say.
Irregardless is not a word.
I don't just believe what I hear. I go and talk to people firsthand and get their stories and find out what's going on.
Do you think that there's bad people that you're not getting the story from? Have you ever talked to a terrorist?
I have talked to extremists, yes.
Where?
Do you want to know why they're so angry?
Where did you talk to this extremist?
I will never say that on your camera, no.
Was it in America?
Irregardless, please do not ask.
Irregardless is no word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. It's been a while, and it's good to be back. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways. One through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site, because the calendar is now starting to get populated, which is really good. And if you want to be more participant of this show, click that speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, Mixlr.com. And then you can sign in using a Facebook address and be part of our live chat. The third way you can listen is I'm broadcasting on a simulcast with Facebook Live. I'm doing that right now. And the fourth way you can listen is, if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcast. You can just subscribe, smash that button. That's what the kids say. I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos. So subscribe to it, and that way you can always be informed when I've got new shows. I just uploaded four shows. I edited all the shows. I still have two or three, but I'm catching up. So since it's been a couple weeks, it's been a little bit more than a few weeks, to be honest with you. Let me bring you up to speed about what has been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. Wear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And since it's been a couple weeks, there's been a lot of reasons why I actually haven't done the show. Some of it is because I've been very tired. And I know what you're saying. Mark, you're a comedian. How tired could you be? Well, here's the thing. I've been on the trolley for 5 days a week for the past duration. And usually I can talk. When I do stand-up, I'm doing 45 minutes to an hour. So I can talk for an hour. It's not a problem. And it doesn't strain me out. And stand-up is a little different. I actually get, you know, it's a feed off the crowd and all that stuff, which is, you know, fantastic. But on the trolley, it's 4 hours of continuously talking and pointing and looking and showing. And, you know, I mean, I love doing the tours, and I get super excited about some of the information, because to me, it's really cool to know about these things, these little anecdotal stories about Salem that other people may not know, which is actually fantastic. So I get kind of into it. And as a result, it's like doing 4 hours of stand-up with 4 hours of acting and 4 hours of being aware of where we are, how we're aware, you know, traffic, for everything. So it gets a little tiring, you know, even for me. And I mean, I'm 52. I'm not a spring chicken, as they say. I'm not a big chicken. And it's a little tiring. So that's why the past few weeks have been rough. And not just that, we've been going through a lot of more, you know, a lot more stuff. The Kofu, and I refuse to call it its technical term name. And I know that seems very childish, because when I hear people talk about politics, they go, you know who, and this one. And I'm like, you know, some just say their friggin' names and stop being babies. But my thing is, I think we should kind of take back some of the power of this thing, because it is a scary thing. So instead of being so scared about it, like, you know it exists, you know, you got to take all the precautions, but at least you can kind of not desensitize yourself to it, but certainly incorporate it into what's going on, because you don't want to live in fear every day. And that's all I'm saying. So I call it the Kofu. I've heard people call it the Wufu. Some people call it the Kofifi. I don't know. Only a few of us do. Anyway. But that's all I'm trying to do. Just trying to have a good time, trying to get through. And it has been a little while. And sometimes I was like, you know, I really can't motivate myself to have fun. And I have to. I have to, because we all have to find our ways through things. It's uncharted territory. We got to keep moving through things. We got to make each other light and fluffy and happy. And we got to do things we don't want to do, but we got to smile while we do it. And that's fine, you know, and that's really all we can do until things become like they were. And if they ever do, and that's it. I don't have a shit ton of things to say yet, because I've been busy. But I'm back and forth on being busy. Like, I was super busy. Preach. I'm going to preach. I don't mean to preach. I don't want to preach. I want this show to be fun. And it seems like every time I start the show, it's like, I was just unlocking the compartment and, you know, it's just, and we got to get through it. But I have been busy. I've been super busy. And it's going to get even more busy. And I'm very grateful, because I'm going into fall and there's so many things. So let me tell you what I got as far as being busy goes. During the days in October, I will be on the trolley doing the regular tours, which is very cool. The regular Salem trolley tours, where it's all historic stuff going through the city. At nights, on Thursday, I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which I'm going to confirm tomorrow to find out my full schedule, I'll be doing the Tales and Tombstones shows on the Salem Trolley. And I'll be doing, I think, two shows on a Thursday, two shows on a Friday, maybe two or three shows on a Saturday, and then two shows on a Sunday. Plus, I'll be working the regular schedule. So it could be 3 hours on the trolley and then a break and then the night shows. But I have to figure out that too. And I was just informed, because last year and for a few years, Jack the Gravedigger has been doing shows on Ghost and Legends trolley for the Gallows Hill Theater. And this year, because of the pandemic, the amount of trolleys have been cut and the amount of seats have been cut. So I didn't think that Jack would be making a return. But apparently I have spoken to the agent who books those shows, and he said, well, I might be able to use you. So I'm like, oh, fantastic. So Jack is back.
Jack is back.
That's just October. That's going to be leave me flat out in October. Then I have a few weeks of downtime, which I'm going to need, because the Christmas Carol is picked up again. And because the trolley is going to be half full because of the pandemic. So instead of being 35 people on a trolley, we have 18, which is going to be more intimate crowds, which is actually going to be kind of fun. But if you do want to see me on the Christmas trolley, my schedule is up on my website. And you can buy tickets online, because I've got the links on my website, on my calendar. And we are not doing shows as of right now. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's no show. The only Wednesday we're doing is the 23rd of December. So that's what we're doing for that. And I've got my schedule. So if you guys book the shows, you know what shows I'm going to be on as your Scrooge. So book now, because the more you book, the more likely it is I may be added some shows. So if you guys, oh man, I didn't get a chance to buy, then if you add the shows, then we can certainly put you on those too, which would be fantastic. If you were to buy the whole trolley, you can specifically request me on any show, and then I will move it around. So that's kind of how that works. But check out the schedule. Oh, and then we have a special thing coming up in December. I'll tease it a little bit, but I want to still keep it kind of a secret because it's not completely out. But what I will say is my wife and I have come up with a really fun thing to do around Christmas time. And just keep an eye on my website for that because it's going to be really, really fun. And it's going to be for adults, for families, for kids. It's going to be all these things. And it's this whole... Oh, I want to tell you so bad. I really do, but I can't. I got to keep the cat in the bag for at least probably another 2 weeks, maybe. But we do have a lot of shows coming up. This show, anyway, the Radio Regardless show. Next week, we're doing a show, and then I'm doing a show every single Wednesday in October. I don't care if I'm working or not. We're going to do a show. We got some special guests coming in for that. And then, of course, I'll be doing the Christmas shows. If we're not working... if there's no shows on Wednesdays, then of course Scrooge will be probably hosting this show because I need a break. I'll just tell you that right now. I totally need a break. And I've been on the board. I've been putting a lot of Facebook videos on the board, and I'm super. I mean, I got my wetsuit. Here, let's do this. Let's pan. Can we see it? Let's see. Can I pan? Oh, that's my thing. There you go. See, right there is my wetsuit. See, this is my 2-piece wetsuit. I got my little booties, I got gloves, I got everything going on. So I'm going to be on the board. As long as you aren't making drinks for people, you alcohol heavy-handed friend. That was one time, and it was New Year's Eve, and we were allowed. Oh, no, it was in between holiday party, I think it was. Anyway. But yeah, that's my wetsuit. That's my two-piece, and I've got a full, I mean, I'm going out tomorrow. I didn't go out the past couple days because Sally... The hurricane came up and it churned up the water so bad here. Here's the thing. I want to be on the board, but I want to enjoy it. And if it's so bad, it's like you paddle, 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 then you stop and you're in the same friggin' place. And that's not fun for me. That's not because I can't stand. I have to sit because it's too rocky. But today was nice. I went out today and I'm going out tomorrow and I'm going to go out probably every single day as best I can. Through October and hopefully November and hopefully into December. But I also bought this really cool thing. I can't even show it to you. Actually, it's over here. See this? These are my pulleys, my bags. What I did is I'm making a homemade paddleboard thing at home. So I've got these pulley things. I've got this board I actually bought. I'm going to modify it. And essentially, I'm going to do home paddleboarding if it's too bad outside. But again, I'm equipped for probably... 20 degrees, 30 degrees, because I got the wetsuit and I got a hat and all the gloves and pants. Anyway, I'm trying to stay in shape for the whole of winter. So I got that. So, and now we got to kind of course, talk about real quick, super quick, the COVID-19, the COVID, the coronavirus update. This is the rhythm
of the night. The thought of being able to penetrate corona. It is a remarkable opportunity. This is the rhythm of
my life. My own research suggests that corona is extremely unstable. This is the
rhythm of my life. By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses. This is the rhythm of my life.
I was just reading comments. All right, let's load this down a little bit. Now, I was just reading some comments my brother just wrote. He said, it could be worse. You could have hosted the Oscars. That god-awful production would have made me commit. Harry Kari. And actually, it wasn't the Oscars. It was the Emmys, which, oh my God, was that bad. Was that bad? Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But we'll move on to that after that. I'll talk about the other thing afterwards. Oh, and by the way, Lackey's on again. Good to see you again, Lackey. I've got to set something up. I got to set you on this show. I've got to do that. But here's what's going on with the coronavirus. Unfortunately, we just passed the 200,000 mark. Now, that is horrible. Absolutely horrible. And it's nothing to joke about. It's nothing to laugh about. This is a serious thing. And... I mean, hopefully people are getting a little smarter about it. you know, and you do the best you can. I mean, I'm wearing my mask. I'm washing my hands. I'm avoiding people. Now, here's the thing. I've still had contact with people. It's not like I'm totally avoiding. And I've had a lot of people on the trolley. I've had people from all over the country and a few from all over the world. And the thing is, you just got to take your precautions. And that's it. And you got to do the best you can because it's a thing, everybody. It's a real freaking thing. And here's the thing. I want everybody to stick around because I want to get out of this house and start telling jokes in front of people, which would be good. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I'm telling jokes. I'm on the trolley and I'm working stand-up. I did a bunch of stand-up gigs over the past month, which is absolutely fantastic. I've been really grateful and I'm so happy, but I want everything to return back to normal like you guys. I want to go out to a restaurant. I don't want to wear a mask. I want to be able to just go, hit-shoo, and then be fine. And everybody not look at you like you're a leper. You're going to kill them. That's all I want. I want normal. I want a little bit of normal. So that's that. And since we're getting close to the quarter past time, it's time for the White House update.
The American dream is dead.
So serious.
I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody
proven,
knows.
Proven. No collusion.
I will be... the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the White House update. And as far as the White House update goes, it's now the race for the White House update. We have to actually change it. Next week, we're gonna have a special political edition of Radio Irregardless. We have our Radio Irregardless editorial, or say our political correspondent, Greg Bogus, who's been on the show a few times, love to have him on. And we're going to talk politics next week, which is great because I hate politics. Here's what it is. I have my own little system and I'm like, it works for me and I'd like to see everything work for everybody else. But if you're insane, there's nothing I can help you with. Nothing I can help you with. And there's a lot of insanity out there. Here's the thing. You just got to take common sense. And I've seen so many memes. And I will say this, conservatives, the right, they get memes. They get them right. They're so funny and they're poignant. I've seen the left try to meme and they take it so seriously. Did you see the video of Joe Biden? He addressed Latino voters and he said, hey, hold on a second. And he put his phone up to the microphone and he played like Desperado. I don't know. It was Desperado or something, but it was like Hillary Clinton talking about, oh, I carry hot sauce in my purse. Really? It was so pandering. But here's the joke. Somebody took that video and inserted NWA, fuck the police, as the thing. And he's like bobbing his head. It was the funniest thing. It was so funny. And the thing was, the people on the left, news reporters, like really people looked at this and went, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. It's a joke. It was meant as a joke. And they're like, well, you know, the supporters are going to think it's real. No, no. Everybody knows it's a joke. If you're that far gone, then you're that far gone. There's nothing we can do. But it's a joke. And that's the funny thing, because they're both getting crazy. Sleepy Joe. And Donald, and the Donald, both of them, and the whole political system, it's all a mess. Here's the thing, I'm getting a whole big bag of popcorn, because I can't wait for these debates. And it's not going to be a good debate. It's going to be just two guys trying, it's like freaking Gladiator. And that's all I'm looking forward to, because I do not like either of them. Neither one of them are worth a powder to blow them to hell, as my dad would say. But they're both insane. They're both lying, or they both make stuff up, I should say. They both have inaccuracies. We're screwed. Like, 2020 can't get any worse. And every time somebody says that, something worse happens. Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed with his, you know, and she, Friday night. And now the whole thing is, we got to fill the seat. And the left said, no, 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 it's her dying wish. You can't fill the seat. And the right said, oh yeah, we're going to fill that seat. And they were like, it's so hypocritical because you said, well, you know, you wouldn't let Obama do it. And they go, well, here's the thing. Everybody's flip-flopped on that issue. Like, everybody. That's the whole point. Because you can't trust these sons of bitches. My brother said three scoop. No! No, people don't. I bet Joe Biden will wear his mask during the whole debate. Both of them. I don't know. You got to say this, though. When you see those debates, it's not going to be an argument of facts. If people start fact-checking everything, the people who are going to fact-check, it's like Wikipedia. The world is Wikipedia. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what the facts are, what the truth of a situation is. It's so goddamn it's crazy. But let's change the subject with a little bit of happiness. And I've been doing this for a while now. Absolutely love to do this. How about this day in history?
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
All right. Now, today is a very interesting day. Today is September 23rd, 2020. And there's a lot of things that have actually happened on this day. Amazing stuff. And I actually, to be honest with you, I started this kind of as a gag, but I'm learning so much about this day in history, and so hopefully you guys will learn as well. This today in history, in the year 951, Otto the First, the Great, actually Otto I the Great. First of all, how do you know? I mean, he's the first one. How, what? Anyway, he was the king of Italy. In 951. In 1642, Harvard College in Cambridge, Massachusetts, had its first commencement. 1780, British Major John Andre reveals Benedict Arnold's plot to betray West Point. 1806, Lewis and Clark return to St. Louis from the Pacific Northwest. 1912, Mark Sennett. Now, you may not know that, but Mark Sennett presents the first Keystone Cop film. For people who were active, that's today's a big day. What else? 1911, Earl Ovington. I bet he got laid a lot in high school. Nope. Oh, Earl. He became the first airmail pilot. He was drinking the whole time. 1933. This is actually a funny stat. The Yankees commit 7 errors in one game, but still beat Boston 16-12. Suck. This day, 1962, ABC's first color broadcast TV series, The Jetsons. Let's see. And also on this day in 1969. So from 1962, ABC's first color TV series was The Jetsons. And then in 1969, the first broadcast of Marcus Welby, M.D. Today's like a huge day. 1977, a very tough time in history. Cheryl Ladd replaced Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels. I don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, I bet it was Lee's fault. Nobody even knows. Lee Majors. Yes, Lee Majors. All right. Then I do birthdays. And of course, today, this is amazing, people, birthdays today. In 480 BC, Euripides. I bet he got laid a lot in high school. Oh, Euripides. Actually, I don't know. I don't speak Greek. Anyway, in 63 BC, Augustus Caesar, otherwise known as Augustus Octavius, he was the first Roman Empire. In 1215, Kublai Khan. What? Yeah, in Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pledge, a Dom decree, where half the sacred river ran down through caverns measureless to man. I was in eighth grade, and the English teacher made us, when we were bad, she made us memorize poems, and that's one of the fucking poems I remember. To this day, I remember it. There's more of it, but I'm going to move on, because I only got a half an hour tonight. 1838, very important, Victoria Woodhull. Now, you may not know her name, and I didn't know her name. She was an American civil rights activist. And in 1872, she was a presidential candidate for the women's suffrage movement. Yeah, big day today. Let's see, what else? 1869, Mary Mallon. I bet you don't know who she is until I give you her nickname. She was an Irish-American patient. Getting a little closer. It was Mary Mallon, better known as Typhoid Mary. She was the first person in the United States known to be immune to typhoid and a carrier of the disease. She infected at least 51 people in New York City. Kajikes, kajikes, kajikes. Also, born on this day, 1926 was John Coltrane. 1930 was Ray Charles. 1971, Sean Spicer. Can you fuck Sean Spicer? Yep. 1985, Hasan Minhaj. And I know you're saying who?
Hasan Kopp.
Because he's a stand-up comic. That's why. He's got his own Netflix special and blah, 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 blah. But he's born in 1985. You know what's fucked up? I started comedy in 90. He was 5 years old. And I'm doing a podcast to an iPad.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Fuck. Whatever. Let's see. Who else? 1967. Harry Connick Jr. was born today. 1959. Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame. And 1949. The Boss. Bruce Springsteen. He is 71. Stop it. Also, to all the girls I've loved before, 1943, Julio Iglesias. Now, this is, again, a really cool thing. Who died on this day? 1939, Sigmund Freud. And what does that mean to you? 1987, Bob Fosse. From All That Jazz. 1995, Booker T. Died 1995. Known as, God, it's unbelievable, Green Onion, or Green Onions. Not sure if it's, I've never known if it was Green Onion or Green Onions. In any case, 1990, you were a freshman in high school. Fuck, fucking children. All right, and super, super quick, because it's 9:30. I've been playing this game for a little bit, and I really love to play it. And we got a bunch of people listening. Let me switch back over to the other website. Let's see. Augustus Gloop is the only Augustus I recognize. Inventor of the Menage a Trois. Oh, my God. Stop it. I'm not reading that, Chris. I am not reading. Death to Ming. Death to Ming. Anyway, since I want to tell people to shut up anyway, let's just play Shut Up with the new intro.
Shut the fuck up.
That is Shut Up. Now here's what I'm going to do. We got a bunch of people listening. I just saw my numbers in the little corner and everything else. What I'm going to do is Shut Up is I play a clip from a movie of somebody telling somebody else to shut up. And all you got to do is guess the movie. That's it. I'm only going to play, I'll try one. If it goes well, I'll do another. And if it goes well, I'll do another one. We'll see how that goes. Here's the first one. This one's really tricky. And I'm going to give you a little hint. Okay, right off the bat, it's Kevin Spacey. And it's not a recent movie. It's probably a movie from a while ago, okay? That's the hint. Here you go. Here's the first one. 8 seconds long.
You didn't hear me when I said very important this morning. What good are you? Do you have a brain?
Do you want to keep this job? Shut up, listen, learn.
It's not horrible bosses either. But I'll play it again.
You didn't know. You didn't hear me when I said very important this morning. What good are you? Do you have a brain? Do you want to keep this job? Shut up, listen, learn.
Shut up, listen, and learn. All right, you're not going to get it. I just know you won't. Let's see. My brother, let's see. Oh, my God. Chris said it was the ref. It is not. Swimming with sharks, Lackey. You are impressing the shite out of me.
So sorry to interrupt. Proceed.
Wow. I didn't think anybody was going to get that one. All right, there's one. Since we're moving on, here's a second one. This one's far easier. I'm going to get flagged on YouTube. That one's super easy. I don't even think you need to try that. What's this? Actually, pretty entertaining movie. Yes. And it wasn't Billy Madison either. It sounds like South Park. It is. Oh, my God. Lackey, you are 2-for-2. Let's give you another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please, continue.
Jason, you SpongeBob movie? What? Do you think kids are watching that? Are you insane, Jason? I've never heard SpongeBob say shut your face. Now that I think about it, it actually does sound a little like SpongeBob. But can you imagine? Oh. But that's owned by the Disney company, so it's not the same. All right. Here's the last one. I'm only going to do one more because I got something else to do. So here's this one's tough, and I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to help you. Here you go. It does sound like SpongeBob. It does. Okay. Here's this one.
Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up.
Hey, man, you can't do that shit while I'm driving, B.
Shut the fuck up.
Shit, I'm driving.
God damn it.
My mother always said, don't say shut up because it's rude, but it's funny as a son of a bitch. All right, I'm going to try it again. Here we go. Let me do this. Let me move the window up a little bit, and then that way I can see everything. I'll try it one more time.
Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up.
Hey, man, you can't do that shit while I'm driving, B.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm driving.
God damn it.
God damn it. It's a really obscure movie. I'll help you a little bit. Eddie Murphy. It's a really bad movie. It was when Eddie was like, oh, Soylent Green is people, Krabby Patty is crap. Oh, my God. I'm eating my own kind.
Thank me, she crabs.
Shut up and serve me. Vampire in Brooklyn. Holy jumping poopa dupa schmoopa. Paul got it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please, continue.
That was A Vampire in Brooklyn, which was a terrible movie. Just awful. Just god awful. So that's it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our break. And when I come back, actually, I got, you know, something. I'll tease it when we go out. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'm Mark Scalia, and we'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me. It'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report, with me, your host, Paul.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, it's been a fun show, and I'm tired, but I thank you for helping me out. Yes, Paul, that was you. Yes, you did the birth. You did the promo. Why wouldn't I do that for you, brother? Here's what I got going on over the weekend. Let me double-click my show prep. No, okay, I got nothing. I got nothing because it is the last weekend of September. And I'm actually just going to be working on the trolleys during the day, which is actually good. And then at night, I'm just chilling because no stand-up for a little bit. And then we're going to start up October. Gonna be. I work for Cheeseburgers. Well, you know something? You'll have to do it from home. We're not Jason. You're not coming to the studio, my friend. You don't want to come here. Not with the covfefe. You want the covfefe. Just wear a mask and I'll call you. Have that workout. But I got nothing going on. But here's what I will say. I will be doing a live show next week. So as always, if you want to be a guest, a sponsor, you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. You can actually email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Next week, September 30th, I will have Greg Bogus, and we will do the special political correspondence show. You do not want to miss that. See you next week.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, test one, two, three.